Now let's have a little fun with the power of two. The magic penny. The power of compounding. Ever heard of the concept of the magic penny? It holds the key to explosive wealth. If you had a penny that doubled, power of two, every day for 30 days, it would become $5,368,709.12. How is this possible? It revolves around the concept of compounding, which Albert Einstein declared was the ninth wonder of the world. For the power of two concept, each time the penny doubles is referred to as a cycle. The first cycle takes one penny and increases it to two pennies. The 15th cycle creates $164. The 25th cycle creates $167,772. And finally, the 30th cycle leaves you with over $5 million. That's truly magic. Let's apply that magic of compounding, the power of two, to a more real-world example. A current savings of $1,000, and let's see what happens. Begin with $1,000, and when it doubles at the end of cycle one, it's $2,000. At the end of cycle two, $4,000. Cycle three, $8,000. Cycle four, $16,000. Cycle five, $32,000. Cycle six, $64,000. Cycle seven, $128,000. Cycle eight, $256,000. Cycle nine, $512,000. And at the end of the 10th cycle, your initial investment of $1,000 has grown to $1,024,000. Now, the obvious question, and the one that most people ask when they understand the power of two concept and the amazing results that are possible, is how long does each cycle last? Fair question. Remember the old math problem. If one train leaves the station at 3 p.m. and another leaves at 5 p.m., part of the answer to that question involves the equation distance equals speed times time. Distance in this example is the size of your desire. How far and how rich do you want to be? What's that number? Speed is the effective effort, your locomotive, that you're willing to give toward building your wealth. And T still stands for time and is the variable of how long it will take for you to get there. Now, if we're solving this equation for time, because that was the question, then time equals distance divided by speed. Or for our money equation, how long it will take for your money to grow and double will equal how rich do you want to be, what's your number, divided by your effort. Now, certainly, we want to move as quickly as we can, so there is a need for speed. Using the last version of the equation, the factor that is most influential on how long each cycle will take is your effort. While the magic penny is fascinating, the notion that you could double your money every day is certainly not realistic. In the real world, compounding leverages time to do its work. Albert Einstein is also credited with creating a simple formula for determining how fast your money will double in an interest-bearing environment. It's called the Rule of 72 and is as follows. 72 divided by the interest rate received on an investment equals the number of years it takes for your money to double. So let's do a couple of quick examples. If you're getting 6% on an annual basis, 72 divided by 6% interest means it will take 12 years for your money to double. But what if you're getting 12%? 72 divided by 12% interest means it will take 6 years, half the time, for your money to double. Now, inside of your workbook, I show you a more traditional view of how the Rule of 72 impacts the time to each cycle. But a summary of that table that I've included is if you're getting 2% on an investment, and you've got $1,000 invested initially, it will take 36 years for your money to grow or to double, power of two, from $1,000 to $2,000. But if you're able to generate 24% interest, yes, very aggressive, but some people are doing it. 72 divided by 24 means your money would double every 3 years. And for the point of illustration, if you could maintain 24% annually, at the end of the same 36 years, instead of having $2,000, you would have over $4 million. Now, as you can see, the interest rate, speed, that you receive on your working money determines how long each cycle lasts, or the time, and how much your money grows, the distance. The contrast between 2% and 24% is startling, and everyone would immediately be drawn to the $4 million outcome of 24%. Certainly, there are people achieving great returns, but in the real world of risk and reward, each individual will have to be governed by their financial ability in conjunction with their financial fears. You can put your money in the stock market. You can expand your business. You can invest in real estate or some combination of all of them to grow your money. One thing is for certain, putting money in the ground at 0% is not going to make it grow. Here are a few factors that will determine how fast you will progress through the power of two cycles. Number one, knowledge. Yes, the more you know, the faster your money will grow. George Soros and Warren Buffett have earned billions for themselves and others with their outer-worldly knowledge of financial instruments, companies, and trends. As described in Strategize, Day 3, you can choose these men and others to model as your financial heroes, or you can trust them to do the investing for you. Hey, Berkshire Hathaway is still traded. If you entrust your money to professionals, you will still need knowledge to make sure you are not blindly trusting anyone with your money. Think of Bernie Madoff, or the fresh out of college money manager who is using your money to learn the trade. Either way, you're headed for disaster. Basic knowledge of what you are investing in is required to keep your advisors and investors honest. You also need resources. The more resources you have access to will accelerate your wealth building endeavors. In this age of information and innovation, you do not have to be born with a silver spoon or on the right side of the tracks. There are enough raw materials available to anyone that is focused to build wealth. What is at your disposal right now? Do you need to obtain specialized knowledge? The libraries and the internet are vast information storehouses. Do you have a computer? Probably. You can research the various ways to grow your revenue, from real estate, multi-level marketing, to writing a novel. The resource of information cannot be your excuse. Financial resources will also be necessary as the seed of your future money harvest, but that seed will come as a result of some form of knowledge. When resources seem scarce, use inspiration, innovation, and intention to create that wealth seed and plant it in good ground. Ideas. Look, one idea can create millions, yes, even billions, seemingly overnight. As was mentioned in the first day of this program, each of us has a built-in audience for the gifts and talents that we are blessed with. The key to uncovering and discovering that value is through ideas. The great thing about ideas is that one idea gives birth to another and another until the idea grows from a simple eureka moment to a full-fledged movement. When ideas come, think on them, give thanks for them, and when required, act boldly on them. They will be the fuel for your wealth engine. It will also take courage. As it relates to the compounding effect of money, the earlier you start a program, the better. You have likely heard the story of two brothers. One began saving $100 a month from age 20 to age 30, 10 years of saving. The other brother procrastinated due to fear and other factors, but saw the light at age 30. He saved the same $100 from age 30 to age 65, a total of 35 years. Assuming both earned the same interest rate, who do you think had the most money at age 65? Actually, they have essentially the same amount of money. However, the first brother, who started earlier but only sowed seed for 10 years, got there with a lot less effort. When it comes to the power of two and the time component of each cycle, he who hesitates usually arrives late. It'll also take discipline. Knowledge, resources, and ideas can only bear fruit of wealth if you do them and do them consistently. Are you contributing every pay period to your 401k, dollar cost averaging into the stock market to mitigate risk, and reaching out to 5 contacts a day to grow your business and market your product? Doing the daily activities necessary until they become a habit is the hallmark of discipline. These strong money habits will serve to provide momentum for your money locomotive. The more disciplined you become, the faster the cycles. Now let's get into tonight's exercises.